Hi, I'm Dr. Roger Steiner, Director of Ophthalmology at the Gavin Herbert Eye Institute and Chair of Ophthalmology at the University of California, Irvine. I'm here at Hawaii 2014 in beautiful Kauai. It's Monday, and we've just had a full session all Monday morning on various issues in cataract surgery. I'd like to share with you my own presentation from that session because it has a little trick that I think that you'll find useful. And the trick is, how do you figure out where a toric IOL actually is? If you are post-op and not getting the results that you want, you think maybe the IOL is out of position, but where is it? Most slit lamps have a slit beam that can be rotated. You basically rotate the light tower at the top, and the beam, a narrow beam, will rotate from vertical to any position that you rotate the light tower. So you can take that beam and align it across the marks on the toric IOL. Then, it's still a question of where is it? Most slit lamps don't have any narrow markings, let's say, of sufficient resolution to be useful at the top of the light tower, because really you want to know down to 1 or 2 degrees where that implant actually is. Well, what I discovered is that you can go to the app store, and there is an app for this. There are about a dozen apps for levels. Now, they're not designed for this. They're designed for hanging pictures and things like that, but you can use it to your advantage because you can take that slit beam that you have angled across the markings on the toric IOL and then align that with the edge of your smartphone, and it will tell you the degree position of the toric IOL. So the one that I use, and I have zero proprietary interest here, is called iHandy, small I, capital H, iHandy level, and it's shown right here. And the iHandy level, as you can see, when you rotate it, the degree markings will change. Now you sometimes have to do a little bit of math because you get a negative number or a positive number depending on how it's oriented. But the iHandy level will be able to tell you where the implant is oriented if you take the slit beam and line it up on one of the edges, that edge or the superior edge, whatever, and you can figure out where that implant is. Now, most of the time there's no doubt where you want it to be, which is on the steepest meridian based on keratometry. But if you want to know how much error the current position is creating, a very handy website is called astigmatismfix.com. Dr. John Berdahl and Dave Harden have created this website that basically automatically does the vector analysis for you and will tell you how much error is being created by your current lens, and if there's any doubt about where to put it, it will tell you which orientation gives you the smallest amount of residual astigmatism. So I highly recommend that as well. So I hope this little trick has been useful to you, and happy hunting on the app site. This is Roger Steiner on behalf of Medscape. Thanks for listening.